and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm Chris Carroll. Thanks for being with us. Today's podcast discusses the prevalence of ERP failure, its consequences, and how your organization can recover. And today I'm going to be speaking with Bree Neely. She's a senior manager at Panorama Consulting Solutions and an expert in ERP implementation, organizational change management, and benefits realization. Bree has provided expert witness analysis for some of the highest profile ERP failure cases of the past decade, so she certainly knows of what she speaks. Bree, thanks for joining us here on the program.
Hello, Chris. Thanks for having me.
That's very nice to be talking with you today. Let's start right away with the first question that everybody is on their mind right out of the top here. How would you define for us, what is ERP failure?
Well, there's many ways to define it, but in essence, an ERP failure is simply an ERP project that takes longer than expected, costs more than expected, or fails to deliver the expected business benefits.
Okay.
Also, any ERP implementation that results in a significant operational disruption at the time of go-live is obviously considered an ERP failure. I also want to make the point, though, that not every ERP failure is extreme, but they all are significant enough to lead the organization's executive team and the ERP project team to take a hard look at where they went wrong and what changes they need to make moving forward to increase the return on their ERP investment.
Sure. Okay. Well, how then would you explain how using a proven ERP methodology can decrease the risk that a business has to take on?
Well, there's three key points to ERP success. It's project management, business process management, and organizational change management.
Mm-hmm.
All of these must be methodically addressed to get an organization to where they want to be. In terms of their ERP implementation. And so when an organization goes into implementation, they typically get a consulting firm like Panorama or a systems integrator or so forth who comes in with their own ERP implementation methodologies. The issue that we see a lot in the failures is that these methodologies are really technically based.
Mm-hmm.
And from Panorama's point of view, the technical aspects of an implementation are the quote-unquote easy aspects. It really is the business processes, the organizational changes, and the project management that brings a firm to success or to failure. So when an implementing organization is looking at these consulting firms, they want to make sure that their methodologies are proven to address these three key aspects.
I see. Okay. And what are some of the recommended first steps towards recovery?
Well, you know, of course, it depends on how intense the ERP failure is.
Right.
And we define failure in a number of different ways, as I already spoke about. But it can be as minor as people not using the system in the way that they're supposed to. And I say minor, but that obviously can have a huge impact.
Right.
Or it can be as kind of catastrophic as an operational disruption.
Mm-hmm.
So prior to an implementation, there's things an organization can and should do to plan for failure in a way, worst-case scenario planning.
Right.
So going into implementation, any organization should have a contingency plan in place that they can fall back on. And what's really key about this is that the contingency plan needs to address how the business would run without any software or computer system. I mean, really take it back to Flintstone era.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is pretty scary for most organizations.
I imagine so, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it happens. And there's always a risk of, some natural disaster or something that completely takes the organization offline. So regardless of if you're in an ERP implementation or not, you should have some of this in place anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So after the system has failed in an operational way and people are getting back to their work and work has begun again. What the company needs to do to take a step towards recovery is do a deep dive analysis into exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then they need to do typically a reworking of their business process map and their change management plan. That's a lot of times when third-party consultants can be of a great benefit because they can come in with fresh eyes, obviously, to the project and to its management and so forth, and really look at what exactly happened and what processes need to be addressed first.
Right. And they, by virtue of the fact that they're sort of outside looking in, giving their professional opinion in that case, mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit more, as you say, fresh eyes, a little bit less stressed out.
And yeah, objective.
Objective, yeah, opinion. Yeah.
You know, assessment of the situation, because you bring up a great point. ERP implementations are super stressful and they can last for years. And mm-hmm. so if you put on top of that an ERP implementation that fails, the project team is going to be really, really distressed, and morale is going to be very low.
Right.
So it's definitely helpful to bring in a third party to assess the situation and not to assign blame, but to just really get to the root of it and get the operations back up and running as quickly as possible.
Right. So what would you say are some of the biggest hindrances to recovery?
Well, not having a business contingency plan would be the biggest mistake an organization can make. Without it, they're just not going to have any success getting the business processes running smoothly in any sort of near-term way. And while their systems are down, they're going to be likely to lose customers and revenue. So not having that plan would be the biggest hindrance. And also, as I mentioned previously, there's a lot of finger pointing and blame in any organization that has a major catastrophe happen. It's not obviously just limited to ERP implementations, but it's just natural. But it can really halt the recovery process since too much of the focus becomes on who is to blame rather than what project components were lacking mm-hmm. or need to be improved. So normally the problem lies in the definition of the business processes and whether or not the organization adapted the software to accommodate their processes or vice versa, as well as the change management pieces that the organization did or didn't do to make sure that everybody was aligned and using the system in the right way. When an organization has to deal with issues like that, that theoretically should have been done on the front end of the project
mm-hmm.
and shouldn't have led to its failure,
right.
There can be, a fair amount of bad feelings. I guess.
Right.
So that would be a huge hindrance.
Yeah, I imagine so. There's certainly a lot to consider there. You're listening to ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm talking with Bree Neely today.